In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome, my friends, to a brand new week. Week number 2 in our series of reflections on Lent as part of Common Prayer, Season 3. I am your host today, Kathy B., and we're grateful that you're joining us today and coming alongside through this important season. And I really hope that kind of simplifying our approach and just giving you a single word from our scripture for the day to reflect on has been and will continue to really be helpful to you and meaningful as well. I think that in this case, less is really more, so they say. And as we begin our time together today, I want to invite you into our daily practice of taking just some moments of quiet so that you can prepare yourself before the presence of God. And our word for today is still, still. And I want to invite you to ask the Lord to speak to your heart and your mind with exactly what you need today. Would you ask the Lord to help you be able to receive that? So let's begin our time of silence right now. Our scripture for today comes from Psalm 46, and we'll be concentrating on verse 10. Verse 10 says this, "The Lord says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." And I'd like to read you a few other verses around just this one verse to lend some context to it all. Verse 1 starts off with, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear." A few verses later, it says, "Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, and the earth melts. Come and see what the Lord has done. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth, and he says, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And I was thinking, you know, isn't it one thing to see this verse on a needlepoint pillow or on a refrigerator magnet? And quite another to take in the fullest meaning and context of this amazing psalm. And even another to really live it out in our lives every day. And as God addresses his people, Israel, he doesn't just tell them to be still, like, "Hey, you guys, take a deep breath and just chill." But this psalm was likely written during a time of war. And God is commanding his people to stop fighting and to open their eyes to who he is. In fact, in some translations, "be still" is translated to cease striving. And the Hebrew word rapah, which is that word, it means to slacken, to let down, or to cease. And the word carries this idea of to drop, to be weak, or to faint. And it paints this picture of two people fighting until someone has to separate them and make them drop their weapons. And it's only after the fighting has stopped that the warriors can actually acknowledge their trust in God. He asks them to stop their frantic activity, to let down and be still, and to look to Him, their Lord, for His help. It is so easy, isn't it, to be fearful when things are not going the way we think they're supposed to be going, right? It is so easy to be fearful when there's challenges before us that are just too difficult for us. And in the midst of, right in the middle of the struggle and the battle, God tells His people to wake up. And I think another way to just recognize that He is on their side. To just recognize that God's on their side. And in that light, I think the tone of this verse can be understood like this. Stop striving. Stop fighting. Stop trying to do things on your own. Stop stressing about the battle in front of you and trust me. Trust me in it. Remember, I am the Lord. Even in what seems like, as some of my friends have said, it seems like the 14th month of 2020, doesn't it? Yeah, that's what it feels like. I know you're exhausted, and I know it's been a trying year. But God is saying, I'm still your refuge and your strength. You have nothing to fear or worry about, really. When I am with you, I will fight your battles and deal with your enemies. So get out of my way. Step back. Open your eyes and acknowledge who I am and what I can do. Let me be God in your life and in this world. Somehow I know what I'm doing. Don't try and do my job for me. Be patient. Be still and let me go to work. I love noticing that the majority of this psalm is written in the third person as the psalmist speaks about God. And then when we come to verse 10 about being still, we hear God's own voice as He speaks in the first person and says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And even right in the middle of the conflict, in the unknowns of life, in the turmoil, sometimes we just need to open our eyes, step back, stop what we're doing, stop the fight, and acknowledge who God is and what only He can do. I think just that will provide genuine comfort to us in our chaos and peace in the middle of our struggle. For our daily practice today, here's what I want to encourage you to do. I don't think I have to remind you that we live in a world of hurry and strife. And we do need to be still in God's presence, but to get there, I'd like you to meditate on the word still throughout the day, and create some space today for some quiet, to be still, to turn everything off, And as you do, sit down with a pen and paper, maybe notes on your phone, and write down at least 5 worries, struggles, or inner or outer battles going on right now in your life. Look at them, think about them, and ask God to help you step out to trust Him by acknowledging that He is God and you are not. Present these struggles to Him. Offer these struggles to Him and ask Him to intervene in each one, to do the fighting for you as you let go. Be still, stop striving, and know that I am God. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.